The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
Catch up with Heidi, Will and Woody on the go and score a premium upgrade worth over 40 grand with APG Homes on the house. Find out more at apghomes.com.au.
In this catch-up,
there's skeletons in The Bachelor. How about in your life? And Will and Woody get their nipple pierced.
The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw.
Lee Spear in the studio from the Freo Dockers. Now, you're not going to be playing Spiro this weekend, still injured?
Well, no, I am injured this week, correct?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Sad.
It is sad.
Now, Spiro, I'm not going to look outside.
Okay,
I'm trying to look at Woody, look at Woody, look at Woody. There's some
look
stuff going
on
outside.
Okay,
we've said to you, mate, you have to come in and impress us.
Yep.
Otherwise, the photo that I screenshotted of you, which you sent me on Snapchat, will go live on our Instagram for the whole of Australia to see, and you know how bad the photo is. There's someone coming in the room, and I'm trying not to look at them.
They're behind me?
Yes, they're behind you. They're behind you.
Well, if this is a stitch-up.
Yep.
Is this a stitch-up?
I don't think it's a stitch-up.
I've reached out to West Oz Wildlife.
Yes.
A little surprise.
Yes.
Got a koala come in for a cuddle this morning for you guys.
Oh, my God.
But I just want to say they are koala conservationists, and they do research. So it's not just they've ripped one off a tree for a laugh.
What?
But this is Beth, and Beth brought
Jack's
down a koala.
Got a snake around his neck.
And you get to have
neck.
A koala, and there's a snake there, so I hope when he's scared of a snake.
And
so
Jack is petrified of the snake.
That koala looks pretty out. I've never actually touched a koala before either, so
I've held a koala.
Oh, my God.
They're beautiful.
Does koala have a name?
So we're filming this, aren't we?
Judah.
So Spiri, to stop us from putting out the photo, brought in a koala.
And a snake.
Well, the snake's
and you
interesting,
get to have a cuddle.
Given the snake that's in the photo.
More, could you be more stiff, Jack? Like, relax, mate.
Jack, probably don't bring the snake near me. Oh, I'm petrified of snakes.
Oh, you got to touch it. Oh.
Wow, this is a dedicated moment.
All right, well, Spiri, I think I can say quite comfortably with the photo's not going anywhere. I mean, it's good gear.
But
this is
West Oz Wildlife.
West Oz Wildlife. And it's for a charity as well. It's for a charity.
Jump on, have a look.
West Oz Wildlife.
Follow them online. They also go out to schools and do educational things. So,
do we get to hold the koala? Oh, man.
So it's a him. All right, well, we're going to go to a song. You can see the traffic. You can see the Dockers this weekend, though. Where are you playing, Spiri?
Domain Stadium. Last home game at Domain Stadium.
That's against the Tigers?
Against the Tigers, yes. So we had a thrilling game against them last time. Nail bite of a goal after the siren. Right. So got some good form against them, but they're a good side. So get down and watch the last game and support it.
Mate.
All right, well, we need to decide whether this has been good enough.
No, the photo, absolutely, is good enough.
No, we said the panel.
He's brought in a live koala.
I think everyone...
Oh,
yeah.
You want the photo to go live.
No one else gets to experience this koala.
It's for the charity, though.
You get to see a half.
No one else gets to experience
this
koala.
Heidi's angry because she hasn't seen the photo. That's what she's angry about.
It's been a 2-hour trek. Down here for
Woody,
Beth.
Are you okay about it, mate?
I'm absolutely fine with it. And look, I'm enjoying Jack.
You can't.
How stiff
late
Jack looks.
I don't know if that's good enough for the listeners. 13, 10, 60.
You want to see the photo, mate?
Well, I feel for the people. We've built this up, and then yes, I love a koala. Don't get me wrong.
But this is
not an experience for everyone who's listening right now. Let's be honest.
It wasn't for them. It was to impress us.
Yeah.
We're impressed.
And it was the blackmail man. Watch
I'm suitably impressed.
And plus, he's handed Will and I $100 each, and we're very happy with that.
Go to the traffic. Thanks, Spiri.
The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
Beautiful. Hey, Ando, what's the most important thing for a radio show? What is the most important thing?
Well, it depends. Are you talking physically or...?
Nah, just if you had to like write down important things for a radio show, what would be the number one thing that pops into your head?
You need coffee.
Yep.
Or do you mean like chemistry, like what we learn at radio school? Like what kind of question is that?
PR.
People. Oh, PR. Great. I was like, you people to be on the radio show?
PR and coffee. You need people knowing what your radio show is. You need to be in the news. You need to be, you know, doing
you
things
need to
that
make
people
the
go,
news.
Hey, who are they? What are they? Okay. Mm-hmm. So I've stumbled across something here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know the band Budgie Smuggler?
Yes.
Budgie Smuggler. Every year they do a very popular competition.
Lee Spear also knows the brand Budgie Smuggler.
Little hint.
Is that, the photo.
Interesting.
Can you hear that, Lee?
We won't go into that anymore. Now, that's a bit of a cheap shot because
I think we all kind of knew that it had something to do with nudity and undies.
Little bit of a cheap shot, you cheeky little devil. Oh, you are a cheeky boy.
Anyway, okay. Back to their PR.
Budgie Smuggler. They do a competition every year called Australia's Most Ordinary Rig.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
They're looking for a sloppy male. And they sort of go, sloppy male that sort of looks like they used to play sport.
Oh, so a bit of a dad bod?
Bit of a dad bod is what they're up. They're doing a nationwide search. Now, soon as I saw the story, I was thinking to myself, who's got a bit of an ordinary rig?
No.
Who used to play elite AFL sport.
I'm out of this.
Who had an amazing reek
there. You thought I was coming for
you. I did. I was really rattled. But then I just realised we have a much better alternative these days. A much better alternative.
He can't hear us right now.
Can't he?
He's in the station.
What do you mean?
Been locked in a studio.
I didn't know whether he'd be offended by me just going straight up and saying, X, do you want us to enter you into Australia's ordinary rig?
We are talking Xavier Ellis here.
Yes, we are talking Xavier Ellis. What do you guys reckon? Should we enter Xavier into the competition of Australia's most ordinary rig?
Yeah.
What's the result?
Well, what do we get from it?
Exposure. Huge exposure.
So, okay.
He is a regular co-host on the show. He is absolutely part of the show.
So photos of him. No. I'm not talking about what I don't care when I get out of it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
I'm saying what's the result? Is he in on billboards in budgies?
Yeah,
he's on billboards. It's that you get TV stuff. You get a amount of cash. To be honest, I don't know a lot of details about it. And I went to go and get the story. And the internet broke down. But I was just thinking about the PR of the entire thing.
Yeah.
And I was just wanting to bring it up on air with you guys.
Yes, pro.
Well, I don't want to be the one to bring it up with him because it might be a bit of a soft point for him. I know he's been hitting the gym. He's been going to aqua classes a little bit.
I've got an idea. Why don't we tell him we need him to do a photo shoot as part of our show?
In Speedos.
And then we get him there. Then we're like, oh, we're just going to get a couple of shots in the Speedos. Yep. Get in the Speedos. Then we show him the photo and say, hey, mate, he's going to see through it.
He doesn't know
radio secrets
but
yet.
He's not an idiot, though. If we get him on a photo shoot and go, mate, take your clothes off, you're going to be in Badger Smugglers. He's going to go, no. He's not an idiot. I think what you could do, though, is you could just say to him straight up, look, mate, let's face it, you're trying to work your way into the show. You're popping up on the show quite frequently at the moment.
Because you're unemployed. You're unemployed. You just walk up at the station.
You're looking for a spot. And look, the gear you're doing, it's pretty good. But if you want to seal the deal, if you want a spot on this show, you need to put your body on the line.
What if we say, if he becomes Australia's most ordinary rig, the show will be called Heidi, Will, Woody and Xavier.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Or he gets a spot.
And he can come in He can come in for an hour. He can come in for 1 hour.
Yeah.
Rather than a little bit.
But only if he wins.
Every day he can come in for 1 hour.
He has to win the competition, though.
Okay, yes. So when do we tell him?
Well, I'm pretty happy to tell him pretty soon, to be honest.
All right, he's in the studio.
He's about today, so we'll get him in shortly.
Yeah, right. He won't be doing anything.
No, we'll get him in shortly. And that's the deal. If he does it, name on the show and an hour a day.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
It's good.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
R&B Friday Live.
Oh, yeah.
October 14th.
Craig David.
Huge names that are coming. Neo, Sean Paul, Kelly Rowland, Fat Man Scoops headlining it. I opened up my emails the other night, and you know how on Twitter, if someone sends you a direct message, you get an email saying, you have a direct message.
Oh, yes.
I opened up my email to say, Fat Man Scoop has sent you a direct message.
Wow. Get lost.
After we'd talked to him on the radio.
He's made a play, hasn't he?
I was like, oh my God, I think I'm in with the fat man. And then I opened the message.
Oh, yes.
Direct personal message to me.
Direct message.
Here
from
we go.
Fat Man Scoop. Is it true your nickname is Hoover?
No, Woody.
Why don't we find out October 14th?
Holy moly. Wow.
I actually thought, oh my God, Fat Man wants me. And then I get this, what I think is a generic message.
True message. The undisputed voice of the club. Check out my track, Sunrise, with Major Lazer's Jillionaire and Fuse ODG. Let's go.
I know.
Yeah, you've been trolled.
Not
by
that
fat
anything
man.
Would have happened, but I was like, it's nice to be wanted every now and then.
Yeah.
Especially by the fat man.
Yeah.
So anyway, it must have been a generic.
Well, interestingly, Will got a direct message from Christina Millian, and we'll read that out tomorrow on the show.
That is not true.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nikki, sexologist and relationship expert. As a sexologist, I get asked a lot of questions.
When you look at the internet, what images do you look at?
Are we doing it right? Am I normal?
Figuring out whether I want other people in my life to know about this.
There's a lack of permission and education out there.
It depends on the connection you have with people.
Where there's so much information that's needed that here's a platform where I can say all the things that I can't say on air.
So I have one leg that's suspended off the ground.
So this is why I've started Sex and Life. Download me, Dr. Nikki with Sex and Life, podcast1.com.au and the Podcast One app.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
The biggest fight.
Oh, yeah.
Biggest fight of the fights, of the fights, Woods, is happening Sunday week.
I would argue that it even breaks out of fight category. Real. I would say this is one of the biggest events that has ever occurred. Ever. Yeah. This is the biggest thing of the UFC, which is one of the biggest things in the world, versus the best boxer ever, arguably, and they are finally stepping into a ring together and just punching it out. We're, of course, talking about Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather. News today that the official boxing legislation peeps have allowed the 8-ounce gloves. They both agreed to it, but it took the rules to go like, yep, we'll allow it. They've bloody allowed
it. So they're lighter gloves.
They're lighter gloves, which favours Conor McGregor greatly. So if anyone was concerned about Floyd Mayweather dominating, that helps to make it a great fight. Anyway, it's a mint rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
And to celebrate mint rivalries, on this show, we are looking for other rivalries that you are currently in.
Yeah.
Do give us a call on 13 10 60 if you are in one. Where there's a mint prize attached if you have a good rivalry.
It's the best rivalry in town to watch the best fight in town. This is going to be epic. At the Game Sports Bar, you, 10 of your mates can watch the fight Sunday morning down at the Game Sports Bar. We can watch your favourite games on the biggest screens in Perth. It's all your food, all your ACOM hides. I know you said last time they don't normally take bookings.
Nope. So you'll be front row to see this magnificent event. I don't even like fighting, but I think you just get involved in the rivalry, don't you? The build up beforehand.
That's it. The rivalry's got to be good, though. We've had some really, really good ones.
Tim from Mandra, how are you, Tim?
Back in 2003, my brother got a drum kit for his birthday. Since that day, we've both been competing to see who the better drummer is.
Oh, this is good. Brody from Atwell.
This is between my parents. All of a sudden, they started playing Tetris. Dad will, wake up and play until he beats Mum's score. This will be in the middle of the night. Good and then he'll finally beat Mum's score and, climb back into bed and be like, I just beat your score. And so she'll have to get up out of bed.
So that's the kind of stuff we're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, it can be anything. I mean, right there, we had a musical instrument. We had a computer game.
Mm-hmm.
It might be that you've got a rivalry with someone in running. It might be that your kids are rivals.
You might walk into your house every day and it's a thing between you and your brother that you chuck your hats off and get it on a hook.
Exactly. Yeah, so it can be
it's
anything.
It's all about the build-up around the event.
How long's it been going for? Why are you rivals?
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
If we pick your rivalry and we are going to settle your rivalry once and for all on a huge stage.
The best rivalry in Perth. It has to be.
The best one will get a table for 10 people, front row at the Game Sports Bar in Northbridge. Mm-hmm. You bring all your mates. You get your food, your drink supplied in what would be one of the best Sundays ever. Yeah. Amy from Kelmscott, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. You're in a rivalry, Amy?
I am. So since my little sister turned 18, we've been in a rivalry who can win the most competitions on the radio.
Just on one certain station or on all the stations?
Usually 92.9.
Yeah.
Of course.
And who's winning at that at the moment?
Me currently, and I'd like to keep it that way.
Good. You're currently in the draw for 50K to fly away as well, Gamey, so well done.
Get out of here. Thanks for the call, Ames. Isabella from Hammond Park, how are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Isabella, this is the best rivalry in Perth to go and watch the best rivalry in the world. The Game Sports Bar, you, 10 of your mates, VIP food and drink packages. What's your rivalry, mate?
So every night, my partner and I, we make a cup of tea. And it's sounds a bit lame, but wait for it.
No, I like it. I like it.
So it started off with my partner lining up for a shot to get the tea bag into the cup. And then I picked up a tea bag and got it in straight after him. So we started, it started getting, the distance getting longer and doing, over-the-shoulder shots and... Yeah, it's just sort of gone a little bit out of control now.
And who's the best at it at the moment and how far are you from the bench?
So we've actually got an open plan living area and we've got a pool table. So we're all the way over at the pool table now and we've my partner's managed to get it over his shoulder at the pool table.
Wow. This is awesome.
This is the kind of rivalry we
That's
like.
Hilarious. Thanks, Isabella.
How fun must their night times be?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds pretty good.
Teabagging into the cup. That's Kayla from Ellenbrook. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks.
Hello, mate. We're talking rivalries here. Who's your rivalry with?
I have a massive rivalry with my twin sister.
Oh, yeah? And what is the rivalry?
We're both international gymnasts, and we have been competing against each other for 7 years now.
And are you the better one, or?
I'd like to say I am, but, for example, we were at nationals this year, and Kira was coming first at one point into finals, and I ended up beating her in the finals, so I ended up winning overall.
Wow. So this,
so,
and
this
across,
bit harsh.
Obviously across everything, Kayla. I mean, the horse, the bar, the beam. I think I've named a few of them.
the rings,
all those ones. So the floor. So this is obviously the whole event. You and your sister neck and neck.
Yeah, the whole
pretty
time.
Pretty good rivalry. Wow. I mean, particularly, I mean, if these are big gym meets, that you can imagine the amount of girls that would be there.
And nationals. That's elite.
There's a lot of people.
Wow. Yeah. Kayla, thanks for the call, mate. I mean, there we go. These are the sorts of rivals that are on the line. We can't choose today. We're going to take more calls on this.
We're keeping everyone's numbers, and then we're going to get back to whoever.
you do like
the tea bag, though, don't you?
I didn't say. I was going to say you can register online as well. hit.com.au if you've missed out to get on the show this morning.
That's right. And keeping in mind, this is the best rivalry in Perth for the best rivalry in the world. That is watching the best rivalry in the world, which is the McGregor-Mayweather rivalry, which we're also enjoying so much. You can watch it at the Game Sports Bar Sunday week. 10 of your friends. We can watch your favourite games on the biggest screens in Perth. All your food, all your drinks paid for. That's for the best rivalry we pick. Remember, if you don't get on the show, hit.com.au. I know there are a lot of people that are angry. They're not getting on the airwaves here. Mm-hmm. Yep. You can register online, hit.com.au, and we will settle the ledger on the show. It'll be a Facebook Live for everyone to enjoy. Epic rivalry.
Beautiful.
It's exciting times.
Beautiful.
Very, very exciting times.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Xavier Ellis has just entered the studio.
The world needs the X-Men.
I think you got to stop getting your opener.
Yeah.
No, enjoy it. You know, you come in, the frequency is increased to the point where I think the opener's got to go.
Yeah, but you three look at me and I bop my head. Hyde likes it.
But it's not like we come every morning at 6 a.m. and go, Woody's here.
Well, we should. Maybe that's what we
should
start.
What song are you playing for there?
It was kind of like that.
What song did you want there, mate? What did you want? Look. Woody's here.
It's not funny.
That ruins every opener. Yeah.
What would you go for, though? If it was like, Woody's in the studio.
Woody Whitelaw's in the house tonight. And then, boom.
That's why you don't have an opener.
Zaves, you are our bachelor correspondent.
The official correspondent, yep.
7:30 last night. A big lot of drama went down last night.
Absolutely. From start to finish.
Yeah.
It was great.
So let's focus on Leah. Leah went home last night on the Bachelor. So for those who don't know, well, I'm pretty sure you guys are familiar with Leah.
I think Will's got a photo of her.
Yes. I think we all have seen the photo.
Well, I wasn't sure who she was for a while, so someone sent me a photo.
Yes.
And that was you, actually. Oh,
and it was beautiful. The video as well, Woody. I think you sent me the video too.
And I'm not sure that's Leah.
No, hang on.
Xavier,
I didn't send it to you either.
You sent it to me, mate, as well. Yes, you did.
And she's whipping some guys and she hasn't got a top on.
We're going right into it, are we?
Well,
allegedly.
How did you get your hands on
them? No, it was in the newspaper as well.
Was it?
Yeah.
Because how did you get your hands on them, though? You had them early.
Woody was at the party.
On the fritz.
Woody was at the party.
Your phone's on the fritz.
It was
no,
in
I think
Melbourne.
My numbers. It's weird. People get messages from me that aren't coming from. Anyway, Xavier, go on, mate. What's up?
So, Leah got sent home. For those who don't know, she was a, how would you describe it? A naked party planner.
Yes. She started like a corporate party planner and then it dwindled down to a stripper planner.
Yeah. So everyone was kind of at this cocktail party last night. Basically, it was a witch hunt. She's been the one that has been quite getting into everyone's business and wanting to find out about everyone, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's nasty.
She's nasty.
She's meddlesome.
I had her in the office work, the sweep as well.
Oh, no.
She's mischievous. So
she is, and she's good with the whip. But anyway, she got sent home last night because of all of this.
When you say you've done things.
You know, when I was younger, I used to be involved in that. You know, I used to do a bit of lingerie wage thing, that sort of stuff.
I mean, is that still going on back at home?
Oh, I'm still organising it, that sort of stuff. You know, boat parties.
With girls?
Yeah, with girls. Yeah.
But
yeah,
you're not one of the girls?
No. No, not anymore.
What a skeleton to fall out of the closet.
Yeah, that's a bit rough, I recommend. You can't judge her for that.
No one's judging her, but I think he just said he doesn't want to be with someone like that.
And I'm not going to lie. If Em came to me and said, I just secretly, I was a stripper for 8 years, I'd be like, well, probably should have told me that earlier on.
Yeah.
And it's her career path and she probably needed money to put herself through uni.
She's
drama.
She's got to make a crust 100%, at some stage.
100%. But maybe you're not a corporate party planner.
Mm. Yeah, just be open and honest about it, and then the skeleton wouldn't have fallen out of the closet.
Well, I think we're all you know, sitting on high horses here.
We've all got skeletons.
Come on, well, I mean, really, I don't think
I'm
we can
not
all...
judging it. That's not the phoner here. The phoner is skeletons
well,
falling
we have
out of
been
the closet.
Judging. We have been judging it. There's no doubt about that. But the reality is that everybody has skeletons in their closet, which at one stage or another do tend to fall out. And at that point, you don't go, "Oh, you should have told me that earlier." I mean, we've all been there, guys.
Yeah, I think my backyard's pretty clean.
I disagree.
It's very clean.
But this is what I want to know on 131060. What skeleton fell out of the closet at the party that you were at?
Maybe
people had been talking about it for quite some time and then it happened to come out at the party. I think like what happened on the Batchy last night. So everyone kind of had their suspicions. It had been going on and they just kept poking the bear and then finally it was revealed last night.
It's hard being a witness to it. You know when a skeleton just jumps onto the dinner table and then there's silence between a couple and you don't know where to look, you don't know whether to laugh.
Yeah.
You don't,
That's not true. I mean, the skeleton came out when I was in a relationship once, Woody, and you laughed a lot. you don't know where to look, you don't know. You looked straight at me and you laughed.
And I learnt my lesson that night.
There's
I did.
Secrets that are revealed at dinner parties, that kind of thing. Give us a call, 131060. I'm pretty sure a skeleton fell out of Em's closet at a party.
One night I was told something I didn't really need to know.
Tell us up next.
And I stormed off.
Oh, wow.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
We're talking about skeletons that have come out of the closet at dinner parties. Now, Woods, I just need you to look up for a sec.
Yeah, beautiful. Neat. You neat person from Gannyvale.
Hello,
Neat.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Beautiful.
what skeleton have you got that came out at a party?
All right, so this story happened maybe a couple of months ago. So I went to a restaurant with a partner that I was seeing at the time that my parents didn't approve of.
Yeah.
So we were served by the waiter that was there. And then anyway, long story short, a couple of weeks later, me and my family went to the same restaurant, got served by the same waiter, and then he comes up and he goes, while we're all sitting there having our dinner, he goes, "Oh, weren't you here last week with that boyfriend of yours?"
Oh, no. So you got in trouble?
Yeah, like my all I could do was just smile and I couldn't even look my parents in the eye.
I hate that when that happens.
That's a risk when you're dating a bad boy, I suppose.
It's true. It's true. It's true. You date a bad boy, that's what'll happen
bad
to you.
Bad boys.
Bella.
There we go.
It's true.
Oh. God, they're sexy though, bad boys.
Hey, and Bella.
I've got a tattoo. Sorry, Bella.
Now, Bella, have you got a... Was it your skeleton that fell out of the closet or someone else's?
Mine.
Yep. Reveal.
A few months ago, before I started dating my current boyfriend, we were at like a party and I actually had a thing with like one of his friends beforehand. And he knew that there was something on, but he didn't exactly know what, but then he found out. So it was a bit awkward for me because everyone else knew except him.
Oh, okay. And so what ended up happening from that?
Oh, we're still dating. I think he was just a bit annoyed because he thought it was just a one-time thing, not a continuous thing.
Right. Sure. So you weren't cheating, though?
No.
This is just a past relationship.
Before we started dating, yeah, correct.
I'd rather a continuous thing than a quick hit and run, to be honest.
Really?
If I was the boyfriend.
Because you would feel better.
It would have been respectful.
Yeah.
A bit classier.
Yeah.
That's a really interesting topic conversation.
Yeah.
In general,
maybe that's what one we'll chat about tomorrow with Aves when
we'll
you come
go
in.
Through that.
Genius eggs. Stumbled across some gold, mate.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Zaves, you were just saying before.
Yeah, when I first moved to Perth, I didn't know anyone in Perth. Actually, I knew you two boys from Melbourne, but not very well. But I was at a party. I had my partner, Em, we've been together for a long time now. But a guy who'd had a couple too many sips thought it'd be appropriate for him to come up to me out of the blue, who I didn't know that well, and remind me who Em used to date and their history. And so he thought he'd pull my partner's skeletons out right in front of me.
It's not stuff.
Do you want to? Do you want to know? Because I always say to Griffo, like before we go, because he obviously has grown up over this side of the country. There are people that we're going to run into. I always want to know if he's hooked up with them before we go to the party, so the skeletons can't be revealed.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm already in the know.
Yeah, it's tough though because I feel like if you're going to have that conversation.
You've got to be prepared, don't you?
A, you've got to be prepared and you've got to have like, you know, you're about to walk into a whole social setting.
Yeah.
So you've almost got to say to them, look, I'll tell you, but you can't react. And how does that go down, everyone?
And then for the rest of the night, we're out for that one person, aren't we?
Exactly. And are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. It's just the fact that, you know, you mentioned to me earlier that, you know, you happen to, you know, it's just that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
And my memory's not that good either.
So it was good that he told you then. All right, Jasmine, hello, mate.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. Has a skeleton of yours been revealed at a party?
Not mine, an old friend. So basically we were all at a party and she'd been dating my best mate for a few years. And we all thought that she was hooking up with another one of our friends and she denied it for months. And one day at this party, we found them at the back of the party hooking up.
Uh-oh.
And my best mate was there as well. So he found out and he was planning on proposing to this girl.
There you go. Mm.
Wow, that's really like right there in your face,
that's
isn't
not, that's
it?
Not that's a skeleton. Not even a that's skeleton. A live, that's a live body in the corpse. That is a live body.
That's a live
that
body. Body.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie, only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See.
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out We Paid to See This?
You can listen to the show at podcast1.com.au
or download the Podcast One app.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
And we thought Heidi would do 10 predictable things at the races. She only did 9, so the boys are getting the nipples pierced. You've had it done, Mark.
Yeah, well, I have. It's definitely not pleasant, boys, I'll tell you that. I've actually got a chest tattoo, and I would much rather get tattooed than get my nipple re-pierced.
Gee whiz.
When I had my nipple pierced, the piercer actually got stuck halfway through and had to apply a bit more pressure, and I felt the needle pop out of the other side of my...
So you've got big needle, big nipples, Mark?
I wouldn't say I've got big nipples. I've got standard manly-sized nipples.
But dense.
I was told,
quite dense then.
Yeah, nipples. Quite dense. Yeah, quite firm dense nipples.
Yeah, because that's why the needle has to be quite thick sometimes.
Can you just hold your nipple now?
Yeah.
Are you holding it? Because I'm holding mine.
This is a little bit awkward.
Now it is. But mine is soft. I'm picturing like a leathery nipple on you. Is that? Can you talk me through it right now, Mark?
I wouldn't say I've got a leathery nipple.
Sounds like it, Mark. Sounds like you're in denial.
Mark,
sounds like
what's,
you've got
what's
dense, leathery
pain,
nips.
Pain out of 10, Mark.
Pain out of 10, I'd definitely give it a solid 9.
Oh,
hey, Mark.
Come on, women give
can I try? Can I try and put this in comparison? Like, have you ever had a cricket ball square in the nuts?
Not a cricket ball. I've been kicked.
And what was worse?
Hard?
Fairly hard. Being kicked in the groin is worse. That's a different kind of pain.
Oh, there you go. See, that's what I keep thinking. Like,
I think it'll
be worse
short, sharp. It'll be short, sharp and over.
Okay, we've got Siobhan here from Mount Hawthorne. Hey, Siobhan, how you going?
Hey, guys. I'm good, thanks. How you going?
Great. I'm not going to ask you to feel yours. But Siobhan, you've had your nipple pierced?
I've had them both done at once.
And, how'd
it
go?
It was an experience, that's for sure. The first one was beyond 9 out of 10, and the second one was average because you'd already braced and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to get there, and it's fine. But then you just kind of feel like you're holding your arms around your nipples for like the next week or so, bracing everybody, like, don't touch me.
Yeah, because you're going to have to bathe your nipples and stuff as well.
Sorry?
Like,
what do you mean?
What do you mean bathe my nipples?
Because whenever you get a piercing, you have to have ointment and stuff on it. They'll give you a certain, well, whatever it is that they give you, like they'll give you a piercing cream and stuff.
That's okay.
And so, because you can't, that's when you are like, might get an infection.
Okay.
So the first 2 weeks, you're going to have to be careful about clothes getting stuck in your nipples.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, we just don't have to sign the waiver woods. I mean, that's where they put us.
That's
the position.
Come on.
And they're going to have to put a lot of stuff in there.
You would have forced me to get a tattoo.
They're going to have to put a lot of stuff in there. And, at the end of the day, we can just sue the company for bulk.
Thanks,
bulk cash. Bulk cash.
Shay from Midland. How are you, Shay?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Shay. Well, I'm okay. You got a story about your partner who had his nipple pierced.
Yeah, so he had his nipple pierced, and he went to do a push-up a couple of months afterwards.
Oh, no.
It got caught on the mat or the carpet that he was on.
What was
did so it rip funny. His? Did it rip it out?
It ripped it clean out.
Yeah, see, I'm worried about
Okay, so that's okay. You can take the nipple piercing out. What? How long do you have to leave it in for? 2 weeks?
Well, I don't think we have to leave it in there at all. I mean, it's just in and out, bang.
Yeah, so you could take it out today.
Shay, sorry. That must have been a ring, though, for it to get caught. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, that's okay. I might just go
you
bolt
start
then.
With a bar. Well, no, they'll have to give you a certain
Are you going for a bar? Are you big boy?
Well, I was
going
to go for a ring, but
I was
going to
go for
story.
A couple of tassels.
You're going for a tassel, cheeky boy.
They'll tell you a certain ring that you've got to have.
And with your propensity to get a rash, your best advised to use one without nickel. Done some research.
Thank you,
without
mate. I really nickel. Appreciate that.
I've really appreciated the stats you brought in today, mate. I mean, I really have. I'm sat here and I'm going, geez, that's valuable.
Well, I put 3 drops of chocolate sauce on him. He broke out in a rash. Oh, so yeah. I'm worried about
it. I'd be worried skin. About us as well. I'd be worried about us as well.
Anyway.
If you are worried, watch our Facebook page, Heidi, Will and Woody.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. If you can find us. I think that's the other thing.
Heidi, Will and Woody. We'll find you.
Heidi, Will and Woody. They're quite the package. And how's this for a premium package? Your choice of upgrades worth over $40,000 with APG Homes on the house. Find out more at apghomes.com.au.
The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw. Available on iTunes or your favourite podcast app.